It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Whenever I have just that sort of normal headache that's annoying me, it's real easy for me to say, I'm just going to go take one of those pills and get rid of it, but I don't, because I know there are better ways to deal with it. And we're going to share those with you today. We've got the author, Susan Hanna, with us. She wrote the Complete Migraine Health Diet Guide and Cookbook. Highly, highly recommend it, regardless of the kind of headaches you have. And she is here to help us figure out just how to manage those everyday headaches so we don't have to go to the over-the-counter stuff to relieve them. And I look forward to this help. Susan, whenever you have a headache, what do you do? What's your alternative method?
Well, I try to avoid the NSAIDs and over-the-counter medications because they can be very dangerous for your liver. So my first step is go for ginger, and whether it's the candied ginger or ginger in tea, that helps to settle my stomach immediately. The next stage for me is I go for ice, an ice pack to put on my head, and I found what that does is shrinks any inflammation that's going on in the ends of the nerves, and it just feels so good. Third, I keep the lights low. It makes a huge difference. I make sure I have a small snack, and I make sure I have fluids such as coconut water, which will balance your electrolytes. So all of those factors, the fluids, the balancing electrolytes, a little bit of food, and some specific things that help to take care of your level of pain will make a difference before you get to the heavy hitter medication. But I will say that I do respect the medications that family physicians are able to provide for people who suffer from migraines on a regular basis. They have excellent preventative and excellent maintenance pills. And then if you have an acute case, going to emergency is the best thing to do.
Well, I find that when I have one of those everyday headaches, I have to stop and think, what have I been doing or not doing that may bring it to my attention? One is water. I know that you'll agree that the number one cause for headaches is dehydration. So we need to grab that. Always have a glass of water next to you. I like glasses better than bottles. And again, I'm wondering how much sitting in front of computers and the light from the computers and the whatever waves are coming out are contributing to headaches. Is that a factor we should be thinking about?
Yeah, it's absolutely. Any screen exposure is likely to increase your risk of headache. I have prepared 12 steps to help clean up headaches, to help prevent headaches. And I'll just read it really quickly so we don't get into it. But these are all things that people can do themselves. One,
great.
Create your health journal. Two, create a daily schedule. Three, de-stress. Four, stay hydrated. Five, clean up your food prep area. I'll explain this quickly. When you leave food sitting on your counter, the histamine within the food increases. So the longer the food's around, the higher the histamine level. So leftovers are not normally a good food source for anyone who gets headaches. On to six, buy fresh food. Food that you buy from your market and from your butcher has much less histamine in it than what you buy at the supermarket. Seven, make sure you get sleep. Eight, be mindful. Take advantage of yoga, tai chi, massage, stretching, meditation, and any activities that you enjoy. Nine, step it up with exercise in some form every single day. 10, take care of your social health. Be part of group activities, volunteer in your community. 11, make sure that you have a rescue plan. If you know that you get headaches, have a quiet, dark place you can go to, have medications available that work for you, and make sure that you have a support team who takes care of your normal duties that would stress you. Someone to let your dog out, pick up your kids, whatever is needed. And finally, ask for help. If you are suffering, ask for help.
Well, those are fantastic. They won't just take care of headaches and migraines, but several other areas in people's lives. Well, number one, reducing stress will also help with heart disease risks. So those are fantastic tips to live by. Now, going back to specific nutrients, talking about supplements, a lot of people try to look at their diet and maybe deficiencies that may be leading. Very common one that I often hear about is magnesium. People who are a little bit low on magnesium tend to suffer not just from migraines, but longer headaches or more often headaches. And there are some credible sources, right, that can support this, and maybe looking for foods with more magnesium or taking supplements with magnesium?
I always encourage people to turn to foods first. There's good sources of magnesium in different meat, of course, but nuts are a fabulous source of magnesium, and you don't need very many. If you have a handful of almonds or even a couple of macadamia nuts, you are getting not just magnesium, but other minerals that are really critical for balancing your health. Magnesium has been recognized and it is on guidelines for care for migraine headaches now, and so it's suggested in supplement form as well. And magnesium's also very helpful for depression, which can be another side issue that's part of having headaches.
Wow, you know, I have nuts every day, and maybe that's why I don't have headaches. I always have slivered almonds and walnuts, and I can contribute that to the fact that, because most people are always grabbing, you know, a pill to get rid of headaches, and I'm like, I don't have headaches. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's a key reason why. So I so appreciate knowing that. Are there any, besides magnesium, which I understand is one of the nutrients that Americans suffer from not having it, because there's so many. It's one of the highest ones of deficiencies in the American society. But is there another one we should be paying attention to?
Coenzyme Q10 is well known to help. And riboflavin is also on the guidelines now and that was a recent addition to help people with headaches that they may be deficient in riboflavin. And I always add a little bit of a warning here that it's a good idea to have your vitamin levels checked with your family physician or healthcare provider. And the reason for that is you can't have too much when it comes to vitamins. And in some cases, it could collect in your liver. So it's always better to be on the safe side and be checked. And finally, one last warning is, although B3 is known to help headaches, it may also raise your histamine levels. So if you're someone who does get headaches associated with histamine, B3 might not be a good one for you to take.
So very quick, I do want to mention also the herbal, because when we go into health food stores nowadays, there is a whole section just to deal with neuro-related conditions, including headaches. Are there any herbal supplements or remedies that stand out in all your research and writing this book that is a good place to start if you're looking for that route?
I actually am not comfortable recommending them unless a person has spoken to their family physician. And I'll give you a quick story. A relative called and asked me about passion flower for anxiety and sleeplessness. And I asked them what medications they were taking. They gave me three medications. Passion flower interacted with two of the three. And that is a common issue, that because you can buy them off the shelf, they're thought to be safe.
Wow. That's something to be acutely aware of. Go ahead, Carolina, finish up.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a great point, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that section is getting bigger and bigger, and although there are some incredible products there that have actually helped me personally, I always double check, especially for our older adults who may be already on 2 to 3 different medications, especially medications that affect how thin your blood is. There's a lot of herbal medicines that will interact with those. So, Susan, that was a great reminder to everybody. Let me send everybody to a website where they can find more information about your book, and that's www.robertrose.ca. You can also find Susan's book on amazon.com. It's The Complete Migraine Health Diet Guide and Cookbook. Thanks for being with us. Eat well and stay well.